All right, this has been a brutal, brutal week for Donald Trump, and I want to talk about the series of events that have played out over the past 70 days or so that have led to the lowest approval rating in the entire century of a president, the lowest economic approval rating in regards to inflation and the state of the economy of Donald Trump's entire political career, and we now have inflation rates spiking back up to post-COVID levels, meaning the extrinsic factors that affected Joe Biden's presidency, such as COVID and the Russian invasion of Ukraine and the supply chain disruptions that followed, those extrinsic factors that Biden couldn't control have just been beaten out by Trump's self-inflicted gunshot wound in the foot. I keep saying this. He's like shooting himself in the foot, hoisting himself by his own petard with this war of choice that he started with Netanyahu that led directly to increased gas prices, oil prices, diesel prices, which underlie the cost of everything else. So we are seeing a political self-destruction, the likes of which we probably haven't seen in a while. I was going to compare it to Nixon, but the difference with Nixon is, you know, as I've learned more about history, Nixon actually seemed to have a decently coherent thesis as the president. It seems like Nixon was rather clever when it came to foreign policy, for example. He rewired our relationship with China, but his entire political career has kind of been defined by the Watergate scandal and the subsequent cover-up and him resigning. But Nixon imploded at the end, even though he had a, you know, decently coherent thesis or ideology, even if I disagree with a lot of it, of course. Donald Trump has none of that. He is only guided by his own ego. Day by day, he's only guided by how many times he can put his face on a certain billboard or a wall or a coin or a shoe, put his name on a stock, embed his entire family lineage into Mount Rushmore, whatever he's trying to do, renaming the Kennedy Center to the Trump Kennedy Center. It is all incredibly absurd, and we are witnessing a masterclass in political self-destruction. Now, as Trump is getting older and older, we are seeing two things manifest. Number one, a lack of sleep compounding into a deep anger whenever he heads on camera. Whenever he's on camera, he is now screaming and lashing out, just as he did today, just as he did a few days ago when he called a reporter a dumb person after admitting that he doesn't even think about Americans' financial situations. He only thinks about Iran. So that's the first one. He's getting older. He's getting more angry. He's getting more grumpy. But a lot of this angriness also stems from number two, the fact that he views himself deep down as a winner. He wants to be a winner. He always wants to be viewed as somebody who's winning, and he's losing right now. Not just losing, the United States is losing. The United States is failing. We are all collectively losing as a citizen, as a country, as a world when Donald Trump continues to escalate these wars. He even said just a bit ago, let me pull up this tweet that I found hilarious. Trump said just a bit ago, the last thing we need right now is a war. Dog, we know. We've been telling you this. You and Israel launched joint strikes in the form of Operation Epic Fury and haven't gotten a single political concession from Iran since then. In fact, Trump has inversed his two campaign promises from no new wars and ending inflation to now creating a new war that is spiking inflation. So this leads me to this war and how it will likely end. I see two pathways that could play out. And by the way, if you appreciate my ranting and you appreciate my, you know, off-the-cuff videos where I'm just talking about the daily news and politics, make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You can go to adammockler.com. We are building a strong community of individuals who are fighting back. And I appreciate you guys for being there with me, genuinely. We have been battling on Twitter and we have been winning. We have been fighting this uphill battle and winning. All right, back to this war. I think that we've actually broken some ground in setting the narrative on this war. And this isn't me being like egotistical or delusional or anything. We've genuinely broken through in some unique ways with these Iran war narratives that we've been crafting on this show. The reason why we've been crafting them is because we're going on to these debate shows, CNN, Piers Morgan, and trying to fight back against these neocons who are defending it. And I now see other people asking the same questions that we've been leading with, such as, what political concessions have we gotten from Iran thus far? I mean, think about it. If you're a millennial or if you're anybody who's above the age of like 20 years old, you'd remember headlines of Middle Eastern victories. We killed Saddam Hussein. We killed the bad guys in Afghanistan too. But then that turned into decades long grinding counterinsurgencies where we spent trillions of dollars in a catastrophic war. we are now seeing the same exact thing play out. We are seeing Donald Trump use up our missile stockpiles. We've used about one third to one half of our interceptors and our precision missiles. And now we are being weaker on the global stage. We are more vulnerable. In the name of making America more safe, he has only made America more weak. Now, this brings me on to the two potential timelines for this war. I've been saying this over and over and over on the show that there are two potential timelines. And Trump even sort of confirmed it when he was speaking on Air Force One. He doesn't really exactly know what he's confirming, but he was confirming the fact that there are two timelines. Either A, is a dramatic escalation in the form of striking civilian infrastructure and striking bridges and striking the likes. These would be war crimes, and Trump has been threatening to commit these types of war crimes over and over and over. The reason why this would need to happen in Trump's mind is because he's created an escalation ladder that he can't really climb off of. Every single time he strikes, he threatens to strike harder the next time, and that sets a precedent that he has to continue to escalate and escalate and escalate. Also, just think about it from this point of view. If we are running low on our missiles, so we only have so many more, we're really running low, we have half left, and Iran is not budging whatsoever based on the previous strikes that we did, in Trump's mind, we'll have to update the way that we strike, and that means committing straight-up war crimes. Do not mistake this as me saying that is fine or me pushing for this. Not at all. I'm just giving the analysis of what could likely happen in scenario A. Scenario B would have to be a dramatic climb down from the United States where we don't get anything nuclear-wise. We don't get them to destroy their facilities. We do not get the Strait of Hormuz reopened whatsoever, and Iran continues to toll it. That type of humiliating climb down would be so insane. And just remember this. Remember this part. Trump would be declaring that we've won the entire time, either way. Whether we do war crimes, we commit war crimes, or whether it is a humiliating climb down in which we get nothing, Donald Trump is going to continue to claim that we have won this war, and that is why we have to narrative break. We have to circuit break. We have to make sure we stop exactly the lies that they are telling about this war. I guess there is a third scenario, if I'm being as charitable as possible. The third scenario would be where Iran continues to squeeze the global economy by keeping up a blockade on the Strait of Hormuz for about four more months. And then I guess this would lead us into scenario two, where the United States also has to climb down in a humiliating manner. But if Iran continues to run out the clock and the United States turns into a weaker and weaker position, then in about 3 to 4 months, we could get a deal in which we get very few concessions. It is all a mess. It is all awful. I decided to make a video about this where I just don't play the lies from Marco Rubio. I don't play videos of Trump's lies in this video in particular. Usually I debunk the videos in real time, but I decided to just make a video raw talking about the truth rather than playing videos of the lies of J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio and the likes. Either way, we will continue to push forward every single day on the Adam Mockler feed. We have many more videos coming out today. We have new debate formats coming out, more debates on TV. So if you want to be here for all of it, make sure you subscribe below. I love you all, and peace out. Moro Casino,
America's social casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus. Moto Casino, America's
social casino. Download the Moto Casino app today.